Hi, this is Mark Wilson, and I'm going to show you how to practice these tetrachordal approach to the modes of the major scale. Very happening, very easy. So first thing we do is we set a metronome. Keep us honest. I've got this little one here set at 70. And so here we go. First mode of the major scale. We're going to play in A major. Here is first finger on A. Now we're going to take our first finger and we're going to shift it up to B on the G string. Play the second mode of the major scale. They call it Dorian. And here it is. And here's how we practice these things. Now we're going to shift up to the third mode of the major scale, Phrygian. Fourth mode, still first finger on the G string. It's got us up there pretty high on the neck, but that's what it's all about. First finger shifts back to E on the D string now. Oops, playing Mixolydian. Now, natural minor. Each one of these modes that I'm playing starts with your first finger. Oops. Natural minor. Now here, seventh mode. I call it Locrian. Thing because we just played these little modes and it got us way up high on the fingerboard. Give us full command of the fingerboard in A major. And the beautiful thing about the modal approach is whatever key you're playing in, C, F, B flat, B major, whatever, these a tetrachordal approach to the modes gives you the ability to always have notes in any position on any chord. You know, what they say is that you develop your technique so that in the absence of inspiration, you still have something to say. Okay. Thank you. So that's a good approach to learning the modes of the major scales using tetrachords. You only need to know what degree of the scale you're on to know what shape to play. Oh, here I happen to be on the sixth degree of the scale. I know I play Aeolian. It's as simple as that. So, if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate to give me an email, mark@tuners.com or mark@wilson.org, and we can chat about it. Talk to you later. Thanks.